Today, at Cornuta, we're going to be in Alan and Lifford. To Runagum, I have a motion put forward calling on the council to delete its account with X. And I believe it's the morally right thing to do. After many years of seeing what I believe is misinformation on it, but what the straw that broke the camel back for me was the very fact that there's an app within X that people can undress children, women and men for their own sexual gratification. And I think it's so sick and unmoral, and it, I believe very strongly it reflects the individual that may own X itself. And I think that the wider community would support this position. And also what we need to look at is from the government in Ballyclia to change the laws to make sure that anybody that is caught with these images are able to be brought for prosecution. Now, we all know that any sexual images of children are illegal, but to my understanding, it's not illegal if there are sexual images of men or women naked, that it's against the law. And I strongly believe that has to be changed. Look, we have enough of a problem as it is, a horrific problem, where we're seeing mostly men, to my understanding, being brought in front of the courts from our own county, from our own country, who have been caught with images of sexual natures of children. And I just think it is sick, perverted and twisted that somebody thinks that this is a challenge towards free speech. And I'm confident that other councillors will support my position in this. And I'm confident that Corley Conway Winningall can yenish a drug cart, that they will do the right thing and delete their account. It is morally the right thing to do.
Well, a number of local authorities right across the country are taking various actions in terms of reviewing how they use the platform. Several others have reduced activity. You obviously think that they need to go further.
Yes, I think a ban completely on Twitter. You know, if you look at Twitter, and especially now, this last good while, there is the algorithm, which is very focused on young ones. There is quite a lot of misinformation, I believe, on Twitter that suits the narrative of the owner of Twitter, and it's very clear in the wider public and what that narrative is. And in my own opinion, I believe it's the move towards hard right-wing fascism ideology, and Twitter, I believe, has been used to try to find a support amongst the wider community, and especially the working class, to that narrative. And it's sick and it's perverted and it's twisted that somebody believes that it's okay to put an app in place that undresses children, women and men, and it can be used then for sexual purposes.